I want us to redo it to get us our heads back into it, okay?
Oh, yeah, because we didn't
I said that even when we read it.
Yeah, we didn't do it right.
Oh. Harry.
Why did you go
Harry,
kill her?
Harry, you came very close to Harry's ear.
You didn't do it right.
Sorry, there,
why don't you go kill? Let's start reading over here in this side of the room.
Watch those S's.
Yeah, watch the S's.
Not the S's.
And there came two angels to Sodom at even.
Okay, who are the two angels?
Gabriel.
Raphael and Gabriel.
Raphael and Gabriel.
No, it wasn't Raphael. It was Gabriel and Michael.
Why is Raphael? You remember?
Healing.
Yeah, but what is? That's what the word means.
He was back doing the circumcision.
Yeah, but he was healing the circumcision. But Jehovah Rapha is the God who heals, or Yahweh Rapha, and so Raphael is the messenger or as a healer.
God the healer.
God the healer. Now, Raphael is a Raphael. You'll find in a whole lot of these New Age movements, when they have the channelers, that one of the names of the people, of these guys they supposedly get to, is Raph or Rapha or Seth. There are always these kinds of names because there's counterfeits.
And Lot sat in the gate of Sodom, and Lot, seeing them, rose up to meet them, and he bowed himself with his face toward the ground. And he said, "Behold now, my lords, turn in, I pray you, into your servant's house, and tarry all night, and wash your feet, and you shall rise up early and go on your ways."
Okay, now, stop. I want to give you some background of Sodom.
Okay, cool.
Huh?
Cool. This is the one thing, when we were trying to read it before, we were saying, well, now what were the customs?
Okay. The Sodomites were among the richest of the nations. They were the richest of all the nations that have ever existed on a per capita basis. It said that if they dug for potatoes, they found gold beneath the roots. I mean, it was that kind of that's what they said in the ancient documents about Sodom. Now, the problem was the Sodomite never gave so much as a crumb to a stranger. Women would even poll, you know what to poll means? They polled. P-O-L, you clean them. You clean them totally off. They would pull the fig trees so the birds could not eat the fruit hanging out of their reach.
Oh,
now, Sodom was secure against attack because of its geographic location. Yet, to discourage strangers, they passed a law that whoever offered food to a stranger would be burned alive. Now, there's all kinds of legends about why they were so paranoid of strangers, but they became totally inbred in their own society. And they were the reason they became paranoid of strangers was to protect their revelation of God. Huh?
It's a really spooky picture because if some poor unfortunate came and knocked on their door and asked for food or help or shelter, they'd be turned away.
Right.
So that they can protect their image of God.
Right.
Which is what we're looking at right now.
Right.
It's pretty scary.
You understand that? They had the process started where they were a people of God who worshipped God, who had an independent private revelation of God. And then they began to get, in the course of time, they began to be mixed with the world value system. So in order to protect themselves, to protect the revelation of God, they isolated themselves to the point that if anyone gave food to a stranger, they were burned alive.
Was that really strictly enforced? I mean, was it like,
well, I mean,
you could assume that you were
going to
get
fraud. No. I mean, is it say about why these things happened? I mean, were they, like, overthrown or something by a stranger? I mean, what,
no,
was
it
on the road
just,
for all these little things?
No. It's just the process. What the lesson of Sodom is the lesson of protecting.
Particularly, not protecting in lack, but protecting in great abundance.
Is that the way Jericho was too?
Well, Jericho is a different metaphor. Jericho, you know, it means the word Jericho means walled city or walled city of fragrance, and it was like it's a metaphor of the mind. Now, instead of giving giving food to the stranger, the passerby or the stranger would be or might be robbed of everything, and then flung from the gates of the city, stark naked. They took even the basic clothes that he had. And he was flung from the city. Now, once a day, they held a feast for 4 days. It was at the time of Passover. Beds were placed at the gates of the city for measuring strangers. If a man was shorter than the bed, they would stretch him to fit the bed. If the man was longer or taller than the bed, they forced his head downwards and his legs upward, you know, in compression. And in crying in death, they would say, "Be quiet, for this is an ancient custom here."
Who were the people they were doing this to?
Anybody, any stranger that came through during those 4 days. You got to hear what's being said here, because this is a picture of what's happening in the world today.
What was it you said about the 4 days?
That's the one. The
it was the, they had a 4 day festival that this took place in. Yeah, in the city of Adma near Sodom, a rich man's daughter lived. Now one day, a traveler sat down near her door. She went out and fetched him bread and water. The city judges had her stripped naked, then smeared with honey, and laid beside a wild bee's hive. The bees stung her to death. It was her cries that prompted God's destruction of Sodom and Gomorrah, Adama and Zeboiim. Now, others say that it was because of a girl named Paltit, who was Lot's oldest daughter. She had given an old man water, and she was dragged through the cities until she died. Now, we had an experience yesterday. In which Jean, our next door neighbor, wanted a meeting with the Jean wanted a meeting with all of the landowners, the homeowners, only the homeowners. And I told him, but he wanted me there. I said I wasn't a homeowner, but he wanted me there anyway. So, he made this comment. He says, "You people are different than us." And he was talking about human. He's like
humankind.
You know, him and his
normal people.
His people.
You missed the comment about we're like rabbits.
Sideshow.
Actually, I think he said we are rabbits, but
he said, "You guys, you know, you appear to congregate together all the time. We prefer to be alone. We prefer to protect our what we have." I mean, there's a picture of Sodom next door. He doesn't know it's a religious thing that he's doing. You understand? He thinks he's an atheist or agnostic, but what he's doing, everything is an act of worship. No man in his right mind wants to be alone in the It's only the test that the society is as ill as it is. That's how many people want to be alone, they think. Now, we forget that spiritually, if I could know and see everything of what was taking place in the spirit, if I withhold something from you that I feel, that's the evidence that I hate you. No matter whether it's going to hurt your feelings or not. You understand that? The world teaches you to measure your response, to withhold and to measure it out in measured sentences and measured things, to protect. If you do that, if you protect, then you will become as Sodom and Gomorrah. You understand? Everything must be given. If I, no matter what it is, if I let it out, then it's God's business. If I hold it in, it's my business. You understand that?
Yeah.
Now, once I let it out, if I separate myself from it because of it or because of anything else, if I separate myself, it's tantamount to murdering you. It's the same thing. You understand? If I leave you or you leave here, it's tantamount to murder. I mean, it doesn't mean just here. I mean anywhere. You've murdered thousands of people in your life. Sodom was destroyed, and it was destroyed legally because of the law. Now, I want to give you the sins for which, the acts for which the penalty is death. Remember these? There's 40, how many of them? There's 42. There's 42 acts for which the penalty is death. What?
Oh, I have to go to the bathroom. Just go ahead.
That's one of them. Have you go to the bathroom in the middle of Bible study?
The first, because of the way we're studying, the first one is sodomy. It's the penalty, or homosexuality. The penalty is death. Why? Well, the second one is murder, what we said. The third penalty, death penalty, is failure to circumcise. Failure to circumcise. It's death penalty.
What?
Can't win
The fourth one is eating leaven during the Passover. It's death penalty.
Wow.
The next one is a child that hit, smiting their parents. Child hits their parents, it's a death penalty. The next one is kidnapping. The next one is if you curse your parents, if you curse at your parents, it's the death penalty. Now, if you own a dangerous animal and you're negligent with it, it's the death penalty. In other words, if someone else is hurt, just hurt, based on an animal that you own.
Watch Ike.
Watch Rap. The next one is witchcraft. Now, witchcraft is simply what, you know, another word for witchcraft is mind talk. And this one, you'll be glad to hear of, Harry. The next one for death penalty is bestiality.
You weren't listening.
Am I missing something?
You weren't listening.
What's the difference between bestiality and...
Bestiality is making it with a dog.
Well, what's the difference between that and sodomy?
Sodomy is doing it up the wrong hole.
What fucking name? What fucking
name?
We have to spell it out.
Would you like to take over this session now?
We have to spell it out.
That's
like
it.
Yeah, it's getting out of hand.
That's right.
So it's
without any over the way.
This is a grown man.
The next,
the next
death penalty is idolatry.
How did anyone live?
The next penalty is making oil, making anointing oil.
Why? I don't understand that one.
Spirit's trying to be your own spirit, is it?
What? Who made the oil in the first place?
Only the high priest.
Oh, okay.
And if you tried to make it.
It's kind of like burning your own censer.
Yeah.
Working it out.
Next is the next thing is putting the holy oil on someone that wasn't circumcised or that was a stranger or that was unclean.
Wow.
The next was making the holy incense that was on in the altar of incense. The next was defiling the Sabbath in any one of a million ways, doing any work in the Sabbath. Next was eating the peace offering, the flesh of the peace offering, in a state of uncleanness and cleanness.
Wow.
Next was eating any of the fat off the sacrifice. It's the death penalty.
What is that metaphorically? Just eating fat off the sacrifice.
Metaphorically is serving yourself. The fat is always unto God. If you do something to serve yourself, it's the death penalty. Now, the next thing is killing the sacrifice at a place other than the door of the tabernacle. The next was eating blood. The next one was incest. Death penalty, instant. The next one was eating the sacrifice or offering the sacrifice at the wrong time. Death penalty.
Wow.
Next one was presenting your children to any form of idolatry. The next one was any kind of spiritualism. Next one was adultery. The next was having relationships with a menstruating woman. The next was any kind of whoredom, either whoremongering or being a whore. Next was any kind of sacrilege. The next death penalty was not totally fasting on the Day of Atonement. The next was doing any kind of work on the Day of Atonement. The next was any kind of blasphemy to deny the foundation. The next was failure to keep the Passover. The next was a presumptuous sin. Presumptuous meaning you planned it in advance. Any presumptuous sin. Next was gathering any firewood on the Sabbath, death penalty. Next was the failure to purify yourself before offering worship to God. Next was any kind of false prophecy. In other words, if you said something that didn't come to pass. Next was being an instrument in any way of leading someone away from worship of God, death penalty. The next one was stubbornness or rebellion, death penalty. Next one was speaking false dreams or visions, death penalty. Next one was drunkenness, death penalty. And then that last one was gluttony, death penalty. Now either this is the most ridiculous set of laws ever made, or they're typical. They mean something so that we might see Christ. The act of studying Sodom and Gomorrah and its destruction is meaningless unless you see that you are Sodom and you are Gomorrah. Except for the seed, we'd have been made like as unto Sodom and like unto Gomorrah. You understand? Go to Isaiah 1. Isaiah 1. Starting in verse 2. Hear, O heavens, and give ear, O earth, for the Lord hath spoken. I have nourished and brought up children, and they have rebelled against me. The ox knoweth his owner, and the ass his master's crib. But Israel doth not know. My people doth not consider. Ah, sinful nation, a people laden with iniquity, a seed of evildoers, children that are corruptors. They have forsaken the Lord. They have provoked the Holy One of Israel unto anger. They are gone away backward. Why should you be stricken any more? You will revolt more and more. The whole head is sick, and the whole heart faint. From the sole of the foot even unto the head, there is no soundness in it, but wounds and bruises and putrefying sores. They have not been closed, neither bound up, neither mollified with ointment. Now, if you've ever prayed to ask you to see yourself as God sees you, unless Christ is what he sees, this is what he sees. Do you understand that? From the top of the head to the bottom of the feet, there's no soundness, but wounds and bruises and putrefying sores. And they're the sores and bruises and putrefying flesh of self-seeking. Of insisting on your own way. Your own way has produced nothing but misery, and yet you continue in it. You think it's the best thing to do. You're convinced of it. Your mind talk has produced nothing but disaster, yet you trust it. Your feelings have gotten you nothing but trouble, and yet you believe them more than the Word of God. It's abject ludicrousness. Your country is desolate, your cities are burned with fire, your land strangers devour it in your presence, and it is desolate as overthrown by strangers. The daughter of Zion is left as a cottage in a vineyard, as a lodge in a garden of cucumbers, as a besieged city. Now what that means is, you're like, everything around you is waste. Except the Lord of hosts has left unto us a very small remnant. Now the word there is, hear me, very small remnant. If you go look in the concordance right now, it'll say Zeruah. Except the Lord of hosts had left unto us a Zeruah, or a seed, we should have been as Sodom, and we would have been like unto Gomorrah. If the seed of Christ wasn't our life, then what we are about to read in Genesis 19 is our lot. You understand? And if anybody doubts that, you're crazy. If anybody doubts that, you've been deceived. Big time. Okay, let's go back to Genesis. Now we're ready to read Genesis 19. Everybody understand?
Do I need to start in the beginning, or should I start in the first?
Yeah, go ahead.
And there came two angels to Sodom at even, and Lot sat in the gate of Sodom, and Lot, seeing them, rose up to meet them, and he bowed himself with his face toward the ground. And he said, Behold now, my lords, turn in, I pray you, into your servant's house, and tarry all night, and wash your feet, and you shall rise up early and go your ways. And they said, Nay, but we shall abide in the street all night. And he pressed upon them greatly, and they turned in unto him, and he entered into his house, and he made them a feast, and did bake unleavened bread, and they did eat.
Okay, they're there on the one of the 8 days of the Feast of Passover. Remember?
But before they lay down, the men of the city, even the men of Sodom, compassed the house round, both old and young, all the people from every quarter. And they called it unto Lot, and said unto him, Where are the men which came into thee this night? Bring them out unto us, that we may know them. And Lot went out at the door unto them.
Okay. Let me say something. It was a custom then, even if you were in any other place but Sodom, it was a custom that when a man took another under his roof, he was to protect that person, even at the risk of his own life. This is still in force today in the Middle East. Oriental hospitality, even today, guarantees protection to their guests with their life if necessary. Now, the reason that's true is that we must have the same zeal with regard to someone that we take into our homes. That their interests are protected and are above ours. If that's not true, we're a joke. We're just a bunch of white trash for the most part, trying to be liberal. But we must live what we believe. If I take someone into my house, then that person is more important than anyone in the universe. And I must protect him as with my own life if necessary. Is that clear? That's what the Bible calls for. That's what it says, laying down your life.
It's clear and it's logical. It's clear and it's logical.
Okay.
And Lot went out of the door unto them and shut the door after him and said, I pray you, brethren, do not so wickedly.
Josephus says that these two angels had the appearance of very, very beautiful young men, far above any that the men of Sodom had ever seen. Rex? God,
you probably met Harry.
Huh? No, I didn't. I met Rex.
What?
Did you read?
Three.
Oh, yeah, eight.
Behold, now I have two daughters which have not known man. Let me, I pray you, bring them out unto you, and do with them as you will, as is good in your eyes. Only unto these men do nothing. No. Therefore came they under the shadow of my roof.
Think about that. First of all, he's lying because his daughters have husbands.
No, didn't he split with the two youngest ones?
Huh?
He split with the two youngest ones. There was four daughters, weren't there?
I think he had more daughters.
Yeah. We read this the other day, and I thought he split with his two daughters and his wife.
I say he's bluffing.
Anyway.
I say if they live in Sodom, chances are they haven't known men.
Yeah, right.
Just a point.
It seemed like they were interested in them anyway.
Who would be interested?
But think of that. I mean, think of that. But he would, in spite of it, he was offering his daughters instead of these strangers.
Does he know who they are?
No, not at this point.
So, but he had the same response to him that Abraham had. He saw him and then knew the day and went to put his face on
him. Yeah, but again, I mean, put yourself in that position. Okay. Now, you understand? Can you taste how evil this protection becomes now in comparison to this? This protection of self and self-interest. And it just becomes incredibly bitter and evil tasting.
I mean, you're supposed to protect people you bring into your home, but that's... crossing the line, right?
What?
Or what? I don't understand what you just said.
I'm saying that he is saying, I mean, he's protecting the stranger even above his own daughter.
Yeah, I understand that. I guess I'm just trying to put what you said about the practice that's still current in the Middle East as far as when you take people into your home and protect them. I guess I've just got it.
Well, it's the same thing. I mean, that's the same thing. That's what's happening. It shows the paucity of what we do, or what's done in the West. You know, let's give some money to a bureaucrat in my church, which then will give that money and decide where that money goes to worthy causes over here. And I have three or four shelters over here that I'm going to give some money to as a homeless person, so that then I am three people removed from ever having to face this issue.
Because if I take it into my home, what about my daughters?
Okay.
And they said, stand back. And they said again, this one fellow came in to sojourn, and he will need to be a judge. Now will we deal worse with thee than with them. They pressed sore upon the man, even Lot, and came near to break the door. But the men put forth their hand and pulled Lot into the house to them and shut the door. And they smote the men that were at the door of the house with blindness, both small and great, so that they wearied themselves to find the door.
Okay. That verse.
And the men said,
The word wearied is an important word. It's in the Hebrew, I can't pronounce it, but it's la'a. And it means to be disgusted, to loathe yourself. You are disgusted, you loathe both your surroundings and yourself. And yourself. You are blinded to the door. The door is the door of the tabernacle, spiritually. The sin offering is always lying at the door, but our eyes have been holden. If our gospel is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world has blinded their eyes. Lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ should shine unto them. I mean, it's in this area of laying down your life that the wheat and the chaff will be separated. You understand? Anything else can be, you can act like you're doing it. Okay.
And the men said unto Lot, hast thou any beside son-in-law, and thy sons, and thy daughters, and whatsoever thou hast in the city, bring them out of this place. For we will destroy this place, because the cry of them is waxen great before the face of the Lord. And the Lord has sent us to destroy it. And Lot went out and spake unto his sons-in-law, which married his daughters, and said, Up, get you out of this place, for the Lord will destroy the city. But he seemed as one that mocked unto his sons-in-law. And when the morning arose, then the angels hastened Lot, saying, Arise, take thy wife and thy two daughters, which are here, lest thou be consumed in the iniquity of this city.
Okay, stop a minute and consider this. Now, there's probably what has taken place is that the husbands chose to stay in the city. I mean, it's a big deal. Josephus says they had not yet consummated their marriage, and so that the men were really homosexuals. They did it in name only, so as to appear as is done even today by homosexuals. Okay.
And while he lingered, the men laid hold upon his hand and upon the hand of his wife and upon the hand of his two daughters, the Lord being merciful unto them. And they brought him forth and set him without the city. And it came to pass, when they had brought them forth abroad, that he said, Escape for thy wife, or life rather, look not behind thee, neither stay thou in all the plain, escape to the mountains, lest thou be consumed. And Lot said unto them, Oh, not so, my lord. Behold now, thy servant hath found grace in thy sight. Thou hast magnified thy mercy, which thou hast showed upon me in saving my life. And I cannot escape to the mountain, lest some evil take me, and I die. Behold now, this city is near to flee unto, and it is a little one. Oh, let me escape thither. Is it not a little one? And my soul will live. Boy, he's really pleading on that.
Let me just go back a minute. What were the angels doing there?
We're gonna throw down.
No. There's no. God has no pleasure in the destruction of the wicked. What the angels were doing was searching for a minion for the tent.
Because the promise to Abraham,
he would not destroy it if there were 10.
Wow.
So, I mean, hear me. No matter how wild this sounds, it's still true today. Dallas is not destroyed because of the minion. The angels are always searching for the minion, for the 10. You understand that?
Did Lot not know that there were angels until the morning?
Who knows? I mean, he'd be just as confused as any of us would be.
Yeah.
I mean,
oh man,
maybe he is.
But can you see that the angels were sent to find the 10 at rest?
Yeah.
Actually, it sort of means a lot more if you didn't know they were angels.
Yeah.
We
probably got a pretty good idea.
Well, that's why. Do you understand? That's why in the offices of the synagogue,
you need to talk about that.
Yeah.
You promised.
Yeah, like last Tuesday.
Yeah.
Set apart.
Sunday night.
You promised.
They pressed him sore.
All of us will
door.
Have a very spiritual weekend and have nothing to talk about, so you can talk about it Sunday night.
In the offices of the synagogue, this office, is called the angel. This is why. Because the angel is looking for the minion. preach this office, and it's from the lowest, spiritually, it's the lowest seat. You can't, you know, not up there.
So the angel is the lowest seat?
The angel is the lowest seat. And the angel's purpose is to search for the minion. It's always the same.
That's the only office we know anything about.
Huh?
That's the only office we know anything
about. Right.
We don't know about the other.
No one's ever taught us about the other.
They've just sort of alluded
to it. Too bad we're
Did I ever talk to you about the seven eyes of God and the seven spirits of God?
Yeah, seven times. You said you're going to.
Did I ever tell you about the difference between that he blessed the bread, but he gave thanks for the wine?
Yeah, and about numerology and the gemstones?
Oh, yeah.
And the breastplates.
And the tabernacle.
Breastplates.
Umum and
the Thummim. Umum and the Thummim. You will. You will care about Umum and Thummim when you read about it. When you learn about it, it's the neatest. It's the sexiest thing in the whole damn Bible.
I like it.
Lights that light up. Oh, yes,
lights that light up. It's little rocks that light up. Little stones that light up when you're present.
You're right.
No, it's true. It's just like those little eight ball things. You shake them up and.
Maybe.
Aaron would say, what should we do in the light?
He caused another $1.98.
You don't believe me.
They used to
sort of kind of do.
You know that.
It's the wildest thing in the Bible.
Where's it at?
Huh? Exodus.
Oh,
in the old
read the whole thing.
It's part of Aaron's suit, right?
Huh?
Aaron's glowing rock suit.
What's he saying here when he says the riches of God?
You know, I just realized, I just looked through it.
Yeah, I wanted that last time. I wanted the human Bible so we could look that up, but I didn't have the little one where he keeps going on and on about what a teeny city it is.
Well, he's trying to say it's inconsequential to the angels. They don't need to destroy it.
Oh,
it's meaningless. Don't waste your time on it.
It's just a little one.
It's just a
Please
little.
Don't throw me in that briar patch.
Yeah. Now.
I'm not doing it now.
Now, the point of this is that Lot's prayer was heard.
Yeah.
He escaped to Zoar instead of the mountains. And Zoar was spared because of Lot's presence.
Wow.
But then he finally became afraid to dwell there when he saw the action in Sodom and Gomorrah in a minute. It looks like it looks just like happy birthday to Sodom, happy birthday to Gomorrah, happy birthday dear Sodom and Gomorrah, happy birthday to you.
I can tell already that they're the ones that won't go out.
I have
to get a sparkler.
Children lying in the street, ever happy death to eat. Happy birthday.
You shouldn't sing
this. There's a dude. No. Daryl likes this song.
Happy birthday to you.
He wishes you.
You belong in a zoo.
Flowers and all that kind of stuff.
You're such a weird geek.
And sweet smell. We love you, Cheryl.
I have to go eat some cake.
We're so glad you were there.
I actually forgot. Hard to believe, isn't it?
You didn't.
How many?
No, I really did.
How many are you?
33.
This means you're getting old.
Don't
you?
No.
I mean, Daryl, it's not like it's right here. Where do we start? Daryl's first.
Okay. Let's take a big guy and then let's eat cake and let's go home.
All right.
Yay.